They spoke to us, making conference part of our lives. How will you make the teachings in General Conference part of your life and the lives of your family members? Consider using some of these statements and questions as a starting point for discussion or personal pondering. You can also read, listen to, or watch General Conference talks online at www.lds.org. For children, may we be good citizens of the nations in which we live and good neighbors in our communities, reaching out to those of other faiths as well as to our own. President Thomas S. Monson, from the Sunday afternoon session, until we meet again. The children of God have more in common than they have differences. God will help us see a difference in someone else, not as a source of irritation, but as a contribution. The Lord can help you see and value what another person brings which you lack. President Henry B. Eyring, from the Sunday morning session, Our Hearts Knit as One. As we study the Scriptures, speak with our Heavenly Father daily, and commit to keep the commandments of God, we attain hope. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, from the Saturday morning session, The Infinite Power of Hope. For youth, President Henry B. Eyring taught of building unity by speaking kindly of one another. I can promise you a feeling of peace and joy when you speak generously of others in the light of Christ. President Henry B. Eyring, from the Sunday morning session, Our Hearts Knit as One. Young people, sacrament meeting is not a time for whispered conversations on cell phones or for texting, said Elder Dallin H. Oaks. From the Saturday morning session, Sacrament Meeting and the Sacrament. Elaine S. Dalton said, I truly believe that one virtuous young woman or young man, led by the Spirit, can change the world, but in order to do so, we must return to virtue. Sister Elaine S. Dalton from the Sunday morning session, A Return to Virtue. To read conference experiences by youth, go to newera.lds.org. For adults, President Boyd K. Packer recounted several of the trials faced by early Latter-day Saints from the Sunday afternoon session, The Test. How did their faith strengthen them during these trials? How can your faith strengthen you? For additional ideas, read Elder Robert D. Hale's talk in the Sunday morning session, Christian Courage, The Price of Discipleship. Elder D. Todd Christofferson identified three things we need in order to be a Zion people. Saturday afternoon session, Come to Zion by Elder D. Todd Christofferson. Make a list of the ways you can progress in each of these areas. Elder M. Russell Ballard and Sylvia H. Allred talked about the gospel being spread across the nations of the earth. Refer to the Sunday morning session, The Truth of God Shall Go Forth by Elder M. Russell Ballard, and the Saturday morning session, Go Ye Therefore, by Sylvia H. Allred. Also in his opening address, President Thomas S. Monson said in the Saturday morning session, I urge you to pray for the opening of those areas where we are not allowed to share the gospel freely, that we might share with them the joy of the gospel. If you remember President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 to 1985, sharing similar counsel, talk about your experience with following that counsel. What have you noticed about the growth of the church in your own area? Talk with your family about praying together that opportunities will be granted for the gospel to be preached in additional places. Whatever trials we may face, Heavenly Father will not leave us alone. Refer to the Saturday morning session, The Infinite Power of Hope, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, the Saturday afternoon session, The Ministry of Angels by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, Even a Child Can Understand, Elder Gerald Cosay, Come to Zion, Elder D. Todd Christofferson, Sunday morning session, God Loves and Helps All of His Children, Bishop Keith B. McMullen, and the Sunday afternoon session, Hope You Know We Had a Hard Time, by Elder Quentin L. Cook. How have you seen Heavenly Father answer your prayers as you face difficult situations? A birthday gift for President Thomas S. Monson. In his conference talk, Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said, "When our beloved prophet, President Thomas S. Monson, was asked on his birthday this past August what would be the ideal gift that members worldwide could give him, he said without a moment's hesitation, 'Find someone who is having a hard time and do something for them.' Children, would you like to give President Monson a birthday present? Think of an act of service you could do for someone. Maybe your grandpa needs help around the house, or perhaps that new boy at school needs a friend. There are many people who need help, and many kind children to help them. Tell us about your act of service, and then read about many others in the August 2009 Liahona and Friend, President Monson's birthday month. Please email your letter, photo, and permission to friend@ldschurch.org or to liahona@ldschurch.org, or send your letter, photo, and permission to Birthday Service, Friend or Liahona Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024. The following information and permission must be included: full name, age, state, province, country. I grant permission to print submission and photo. Signature of parent or legal guardian. Please respond by December 15, 2009. Children whose letters are submitted should be at least 3 years old." End of the article. They spoke to us, making conference part of our lives.